Or just a little bit of our service here, but I want to thank you so much for coming. First of all, I want to let you know that our announcements is that this Friday is our Parents' Night Out, and so make sure that you continue praying for that, and if you'd like to volunteer for that, it's great. It's one of our times we invite the kids of our community to come and have fun at our church for a few hours on Friday. Also let you know, too, that our youth group is meeting again tonight here at our church, and so that's at 6:30, and you can be with that. One of the things that's going to be great here is after the service in our gymnasium, we're going to have a wonderful time of fellowship, a Nectarian dinner. We have brought lots of food in there, so everyone is welcome to come and share with the guys and with our congregation here to come. Whether you brought food or not, you're more than welcome. We got plenty of food, and so thank you so much for coming tonight for that as well. Yes, and we're going to have lots of food for you guys. So, and then finally, make sure you check your mailboxes today. Our calendars for the month of May are there. May is here. Man, I can't believe it already. April's gone by so fast. How many think April went by fast? I thought it went by fast. It just seemed like no time that it came and was gone. And I think May's going to be the same thing, but the information for our next month is in the calendars there. I think that's all the announcements I'm going to present to you this morning. So let's start this morning off with a word of prayer, and then we'll invite the guys up to share with us what they have laid upon their hearts. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for this day. And thank you so much for the ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge, which you'll hear more about today. But we just pray that you'd bless the guys as they come and sing, and that you'd help them to know that they are a blessing to us and to you as well. We pray they encourage us and strengthen us through this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
My name is Derek, and we are absolutely elated to be here to grow with today. And before we get into introductions here from the group of guys, I heard through the grapevine that it is Pastor's birthday today, so we're going to sing happy birthday to Pastor.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pastor. Happy birthday to you.
And more. So, oh, see, there it is. See, all right. So, yeah, absolutely. We're excited to be here today. You know, we're here every other year. So, the last year that we were here, I was able to be up on stage again. So, it's always exciting for me, as a graduate, to come into churches and talk about what the Lord's been doing in our lives. So, we're going to get right to it. All right. So, our first testimony. All right. So this young man is our next graduate at Adult and Teen Challenge, and he will be graduating if everything goes well for him, and it should. May 23rd, we will have graduation at the Encounter Church, 7 p.m. That's located in East Peoria. So John has an interesting story. He's going to get to that. In the first few days, he really struggled coming through our program. I always say this. I don't know if he likes it or not. We found him underneath the bed, and I later found out that we found him underneath the bed because he didn't like to do chores. So, you know, we live in a house, so I don't know you guys, but we have to
Do I need the mic? Can you hear me? You want me to go on the left? Okay.
I might fall down on this one. Okay. Hey, now you can hear me. Right, Lucas? You can hear me? John, you're going to have to give your testimony from over here. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you John.
Good morning, people of this Groveland Church. Adult and Teen Challenge is a blessing. It is a 12-month-long Christian discipleship for people with life-controlling issues specializing in alcohol and addiction. And the key word that I like in that is discipleship. See, without discipline, my life was terrible. I'll give you a little piece of it. Without discipline, my life led me to places where some of you guys would look at me like I should be dead, and I probably should be. But through the grace of God, I'm not. I've been brought to a place where I'm able to be made to do chores. Amen. And so things get clean because they didn't get clean before that. And it's just a blessing. It really is. I've been here for 11 months now. And I've been able to actually accomplish goals that I've set. I've been able to keep a job for the longest I've ever had a job, actually. And it looks like I'm going to probably be working there when I graduate the program. And it's a blessing. It really is. Are things pleasant every day when you get disciplined? No. But they make you stronger and they correct you to be able to be who you're supposed to be. And with that, I'll leave you with the verse that I like to remind myself every day. Hebrews 12:11, and for no discipline is pleasant at the time, but rather painful, but later on produces a harvest of righteousness and peace to those trained by it.
Somebody knows about you.
bring your burden. You can lay it down at the door. There's no fear. You belong here. Step into the house of the Lord.
All right, Pat. Okay, we're back.
Nope.
We're not.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. I can dribble left. I'm good. So these young men, so the choir. All right. I always got to talk about the choir. So in January we switch it up. All right. Every single year, four new songs. And so these guys tirelessly work on these four songs. And then we step into churches starting in February. So how do they sound? Amen. 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 So yes, thumbs up. So most of them, if not all of them, you know, their extension of singing was in the shower. That's about as much singing as one had done before they walked into Adult and Teen Challenge. And so again, it is a challenge for them to sing in unison and to sound as good as what they do in April for you guys. John hit on some things about our program, and he hit on the one word that we always discuss daily in Adult and Teen Challenge, and that's a level of discipline. All right. So as a former drug addict myself, I need three things. All right. I have to have a level of self-discipline. I have to have a level of mental toughness. And of course, the one thing that we feel that sets our program from everyone else is the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So these young men wake up every single morning. All right. I should say 5 days a week, they wake up at 5:30 a.m. All right. Who's here up? Who's up at 5:30? Okay, just a few of us. Oh, Pastor, we know Pastor's way. Okay. I'm a 4 o'clock guy, so. Amen. And so they wake up at 5:30, and again, we're trying to build structure, all right? We're trying to build a level of discipline. So 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock is breakfast. And then our loadouts begin at 6:30. Now, as you might remember or might recall, we have our hands in a lot of situations, all right? So they begin their work therapy program, you know, and so, you know, we're with Peoria Production Solutions, all right, in Bartonville. We are with CWTC Community Workshop Training Center. Who here has heard of Butch's Pizza? Huh? Anyone? Of course, our guys. Pastor likes, he likes the white garlic. Okay, so we send guys out there. We also have ATC Industries, all right, it's an entity of ours. And so ATC Industries is comprised of our thrift store in East Peoria. Who's been there shopping with a purpose? Okay, this lady. Okay, amen. And so we're in the process of having a new thrift store in Morton that is opening. Yes, woo, yeah, former Potter, amen. And so we also have Compel Construction. All right, so if you have anything that you need, okay, in the construction, let me know. Let us know. All right, we'll be happy to come and help you out with that. So, intakes, okay? First off, I haven't finished the rest of their day yet. So they get back home, 4 o'clock, 4:30. Dinner's at 5, all right? And then programming starts for them. Now, we didn't have this opportunity when I came through, but who here has played softball? Just a few. Okay, all right. So come see us. We play at Pekin Park District. Tomorrow night we'll be there, 7 o'clock. Okay? So again, these are great opportunities for these guys. Again, Team Redeemed, 7 o'clock, Pekin Park District. So then programming starts. So what's our programming consist of? Well, it consists of 14 educational books, all right, on how to relive your life through biblical principles. And then they got about 45 minutes of free time, and then it's bed prep, 9:15, lights are out at 9:30, and then these young men do it all over again for 12 whole months. And so, one of these young men, all right, I always love talking about how God's moving in their life before they ever step through the doors of Adult and Teen Challenge. And so our next testimony, I get a call, all right, from a former guy who came through our program, and he said, this guy needs help, you know. And again, we're in the helping business, amen. And so, okay, so word of mouth, you know, is one of the greatest forms of advertisement for us. And so I always say this every single Sunday, one of the greatest perks of my job at Adult and Teen Challenge is I just get to say yes. Absolutely, we're going to bring this guy in. And so making his testimonial debut right here is Anthony.
Good morning, church. My name is Anthony. I'm 34 years old, and I am from DuPo, Illinois. I grew up in church, two Sunday services, a Tuesday night service, and then everything was great until it wasn't. I don't know when, where, or why it happened, but I just started running, and I picked up the bottle at 29 years old, and yeah. Everything just went downhill from there. Hold on. Sorry, I don't like people looking at me. But no, I blame God for everything in my life. And then one night, I was drinking, driving, and I cursed God. I think I made up some new slurs for him. And then after my little tangent, blue lights behind me. Got pulled over, got my DUI. And in the jail cell, we have these little tablets. And I couldn't pick my verse. You know, growing up as a Christian, you know, you want the John 3:16, you need the Philippians 4:13 to make yourself feel better. You know, like God's in control. But nope, I had to pick a random page. And the first verse I clicked to was Ecclesiastes 5:2. And it said, do not be rash with your mouth or utter anything hastily upon God, for he is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. Like, yes, sir. So, yeah. And then I didn't listen still. And then, yeah, I just reached out to somebody and said I needed help. And I was here 2 days later. Thanks for these guys. And I've been sober for almost 2 months now. And I will leave you with my life verse. It is Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And in this flesh I now live is in faith by the Son of God who loved and gave himself for me. Thank you.
Singing with the
Take up a couple offerings today. The first one's for our church here, and then the second one at the end of the service is going to be for the guys. All the money for the second offering will be given directly to the Teen Challenge for the ministry there. Incredible thing there. So let's just take this offering here first of all, and for our church, and then we'll go there. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day and for the guys so far. We pray that you'd continue to bless their lives and encourage them as they go through life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So, 2 years ago, when we were here, I was up on the same very stage asking you for your prayers for the Pekin Men's Facility, for we are always full. We, 11 out of 12 months, usually we have a wait list. So it's difficult to get into our program sometimes. And so we've been praying, wishing, hoping that God would favor us with a new facility. Well, God has answered our prayers. Last year we were able to purchase 32 acres in West Peoria. And so that will be the home of the new men's division here at Adult and Teen Challenge of the Greater Midwest. So we appreciate all your prayers. Thank you so much. And we're going to open it up with minimum 60 beds. We have 40 beds at currently in the Pekin Center. Now, with that being said, we also house a lot of our staff there. Currently we got 27 guys on our roster. We do allow passes on the weekends, so that's why you don't see all of them here today. But again, our Brent is a former graduate. He's our choir director. He also works over at East Peoria at the Thrift Center. you know, he lives there. And again, I just want to take a quick minute just to thank these guys for what they do every single day in our ministry. All right. So Brent, there's Brent right here. Yeah. Former graduate. Absolutely. Over there is, in the black shirt there. That's Lucas. So Lucas does all he, so Lucas is the first guy to live over at our West Peoria facility. He's also security. So he does a lot of things for us. Nick Martin is right there. All right. Yeah. So interesting story about Nick. Nick came through our program. Sometimes our past has a way of catching up with us. And so Nick had to go away for a little bit, and he just got out Monday. He's back with us, and he's on fire for the Lord. So amen. And you can just tell, you know, you worry, you know, you gotta give it all to God. And so you couldn't be more happier of the man that God has turned him into, you know, amen. So just seeing the transformation of these guys is absolutely amazing on a daily basis. Next to him is another graduate, Jeremy Insulin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He came through and he comes back and cheers us on. So kudos to him. This young man, all right. Give him a little. Get up there, Paul. Get up there, Paul. Stand up, Paul. Stand up, please. A little close, please, Paul. So, yeah. So again, I don't know about you, but I serve a God of second chances, and that's Paul. And so Paul came through our program. He had a slip here and there. And so he just graduated Cape Girardeau when we brought him back home this past weekend. And then, of course, was one of our intake coordinators. There's Dale. He does a variety of things there at Adult Teen Challenge. So he's quite the guy. And then this young man, all right, there. Give him a little wave, Corey. That's you. You're the young man, Corey, that I'm speaking of. Yes, that's one of our other graduates that lives with us. Yeah, still at CWTC. And, of course, the prestigious Pastor Randy Ashley. So the there he is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So our next testimony, all right. And, again, he hails from Bushnell. Anybody ever heard of Bushnell? Okay, a few. Oh, I know you guys have. Talking about the congregation here. All right. So Bushnell's a small town in McDonough County, and we were able to bring Michael's brother in. His name's Joe. He's graduated the program and has a wonderful job, and God has really worked in his life to get him to where he's at. And so he came to us one day and he says, "Hey, my brother is in some trouble. Is there any way we have an open bed?" And I said, "Well, Joe, we're full currently. You don't have any fire marshals in here, do we?" Okay, amen. So I said, "But," and this is where I always, again, you know, it's one of the greatest things about my career. It's, "Hey, let's just make a bet on top and we'll bring him in. We'll be over at capacity. Don't tell anybody about it." So we made a bed for Michael, and here he is.
Shoot, Derek, stole about half my material. So as he said, my name is Michael. I am from Bushnell, Illinois. If you've never been there, don't go. Wouldn't recommend it. And I'm 30 years old, and for the last 15 years, I've suffered from alcoholism. I grew up in a pretty lax household when it came to alcohol. My parents would give us alcohol as medicine from a very young age. I remember being sick with the flu and them giving us a shot of cinnamon schnapps as medicine. Oh, that'll patch you right up. I remember getting hammered drunk at the age of 8 years old at a family Christmas party. So alcohol was very prevalent.
At the age of 14, started drinking heavily at parties, and by the age of 15, I was getting blackout drunk consistently several times a week. And then it just kept going from there. Once I was 21 and could buy illegally, it became an everyday thing. I was drinking bare minimum at least a fifth of alcohol every single day. And I never thought anything of it. I never thought that I had a problem because nothing bad ever happened to me because of it. There was at least 100 times I should have gotten a DUI or arrested for public intoxication. Never happened. Got away with it every single time. And even when it started affecting my health, I would just drink in the mornings and get rid of all of the symptoms, you know. I worked as a butcher. I started developing the shakes, but a couple shots of vodka in the morning just cleared that right up. And then finally, about 3 years ago, I started suffering from alcohol-induced seizures. I would completely black out, come to in a hospital bed, wouldn't have any recollection of them happening, and they would just get worse and worse. But again, I would tell myself, no problem, I'll just stop drinking. And then quitting drinking would turn into just cutting back. And then it would be cutting back a little bit less. And then eventually I would just be drinking the same amount that I always was. It got to the point where I would drink probably about a handle of alcohol every single day. Vodka, or on occasions, even Everclear. Yeah, it was pretty bad. And then finally, last Thanksgiving, Joseph, my brother, he had just completed Teen Challenge program. He was coming to visit for a week. And I was excited to see my brother. Didn't really get to see him a whole lot throughout the past year. Obviously, he was in the program. The day before he showed up, I wound up having another seizure, the worst one I'd had yet. And I was in the hospital for an entire week, the entire week of Thanksgiving. Didn't get a chance to see him. They had to run 6 IVs through me every single day. I was so dehydrated. They couldn't believe that I was alive. My brother called me in the hospital and said, "All right, are you finally ready to give Teen Challenge a chance?" And I said, "All right, I think you're right, Joe. I think I actually do need some help." So, after about a month after I got out of the hospital, he got me into the program. I had my last drink of alcohol on December 27th. As of tomorrow, I will be 4 months sober. Now when I wake up in the morning for the first time in 6 years, my hands aren't shaking. I've gone longer now without a drink of alcohol than I have since I was probably 10 or 12 years old. And I've started to form an actual relationship with Jesus Christ and with God. So with all that, I will leave you with my life verse, the first verse that I read after joining the program, one that really stuck out to me. And that's Proverbs 28:13. "Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy."
So last year just in the United States, 50 million people suffer from substance abuse and alcoholism just in the United States. 50 million people. 20% of them get the true help that they need. I just want you to think about that. 20%, you're looking at the 20% behind us right here. So can we just give these guys a round of applause for coming through our front doors again to get the help that they truly need, to show a level of self-discipline, to show a level of mental toughness, and to start that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. 50 million people, 20% get help. Out of that 20%, 9%, all right? Only 9% stay clean and sober for over a year. We got some guys right over here, all right, that are in that 9%, all right? Out of that 9%, 2% stay clean and sober for 5 years or more. That's how prevalent addiction is. So just think about that for a minute. And again, applaud these men for walking through the front doors and starting to take accountability for their lives. And then just, our program isn't meant to be difficult. But I'm telling you, as a former graduate, it is. It is. And so what I love, all right, is giving opportunity. Our program gives second chances to individuals, all right? One of these is the last testimony today. This guy there's a reason why he's still fighting, all right? This guy, I've already seen just how God, again, I never grasped the concept that God was moving in my life long before I walked through the doors of Adult and Teen Challenge. Because it was God who got me there. This guy, same situation, and he's lived a lot of life. He's going to tell you about it. Here's John.
Good morning, everybody. My name's John. I'm 59 years old. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. Raised Irish Catholic, good family. Mom was very involved in the church. Oldest of six. I have 14 nieces, nephews, and I'm a papa. Yeah, as my two granddaughters affectionately call me. You know, with that said, I've struggled with my alcoholism and drug addiction most of my adult life. I've been to numerous secular treatment programs, some success, but always falling back to my old ways. You know, I've been through psych wards and detoxes and the whole nine yards, and there's always a void in my life. You know, I get so far, and then my ego kicks in, my pride and ego, and I like to use ego as edging God out. When I'm desperate, I cry out to the Lord for help. But then when I get to a certain level, and it's not even a certain level, I start thinking I'm doing it on my own, then I'm in trouble every time I fall back. You know, I always thought I was indestructible. You know, I could go and do anything. And, you know, and for years I lived that way. You know, I lived that way. But about a little over 14 months ago, day after the Super Bowl, actually, I was found unresponsive on my kitchen floor. My brother Brendan found me. I was dead. They had to paddle me back to life and brought me to the hospital. I was in a full diabetic coma. My vulnerability kicked and got, you know, I was there for 27 days. You know, I should have been taken then. 2 weeks into the coma, I flatlined. They pulled the ventilator out of me. And as they were unhooking everything from me, I was hooked on every kind of machine. Boop, boop. Sorry, I came back again. The doctor told my family that I've been dead too long. My brain's been dead too long that if I did come out of it, I would be clinically brain dead. I wouldn't be able to function. I'd be basically a vegetable that you probably should think about a DNR on him, but I didn't have one. So they put a lot of pressure on my family to pull the plug. Obviously, I came out of it, you know, through the grace of God. And, you know, and everyone says that God has a purpose in my life. I don't know what that is. You know, I know what it's not. I know what it's not. That's to live the life I was living. I know that. You know, I am raised Irish Catholic. We go to church, but never got into the Word. I'm still not great with the Word, but I'm getting better. And my life, most of my life, I've been suffered from low self-esteem. Even though I excelled in sports, I was popular. I mean, all from the outside, I looked like I had it together, but inside, I was, you know, like a duck underwater, just had my feet going crazy. You know, I just trying to stay afloat, and I didn't have it together. I always concentrated on the outside. If I looked the part, I might be the part, and people won't get to know the real me. But I was full of fear. Still am. Full of fear. And I didn't want people to get to know me, so I keep people at arm's length. I always felt that it was easier to stay in my junk, my misery, than to make a positive change. It's hard for me to open up to people, but I'm getting better. And, you know, I'm a mess. And when I came out of the coma, I couldn't walk, couldn't talk. I had to go through physical therapy. I started walking. Been a little bit over a year ago now. I mean, I still have trouble walking. You know, God slowed me down and said, hey, you know, you got to think of this. You got to think of, I get to take in you any moment. And with that said, I was so angry at the Lord for not taking me. I guess he doesn't want me. You know, he had me twice and he didn't want me. And so after that, I became very angry at God. Very angry that he didn't want me. And tried to take my own life through drugs. You know, I tried to take it that day. I wanted to because they said if I ever drank or drugged again, that I would die because of my congestive heart failure from the coma. But something happened that night, you know, in the middle of the madness. I said something, the Holy Spirit, now I know it's the Holy Spirit, spoke to me. And I heard a teen challenge years ago through President George W. in one of his State of the Union addresses mentioned teen challenge. And I know a guy who went through the program in Peoria 25 years ago as a counselor at a secular program, Gateway. And I thought, you know, I need to get closer to God. I'm on my way out. I'm on the back nine of life. Let's say, you know, I don't have a lot of time left, you know. And what I have left, I want to make it the best. And being an adult and teen challenge is the gift of desperation for me. It's a gift, and I was desperate enough to do what they want. Every day isn't a great day. I shouldn't say every day. I have some bad moments. But every day I strive to be a better man. I try to be the best man I can. I want to change. I don't want to be this miserable guy. You know, my family, I love my family. I miss my family. And they miss me. They miss their uncle. They miss their brother. They miss their son. They miss their papa. And through God, I know he could change me. And I feel him working a little bit. There's still a lot of work. I'm a broken guy. You know, it's an honor and a privilege to give my testimony. I work in the kitchen over at the facility, and it's an honor to serve the guys. I'm getting more out of it. I'm getting more out of it. Today, I'm trying to stay grateful. And when I fall back thinking of my old ways and the lack of gratitude, I have to remember, which is Derek said it today, just five things a day. It's such a great thing to think. Warm bed, food in the belly, sober, getting closer to the Lord. Simple things. It's just the simple things today. It doesn't matter what you have material-wise. You can't bring it with you. And I'm very grateful today. I might not show it all the time, but my heart and soul, I am. I'm grateful for these men behind me. I love them. I just don't want to go back to the guy I was. So with that, I'll leave you with my life verse. No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other, or either just be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and your addiction. Thank you. Thank you.
is our God.
A couple of important dates for the congregation. June 5th, Friday, June 5th. I could tell talking to Pastor early that he's got a good-looking golf swing. So get your team together. Call Pastor 309-673-3716, or you can sign up online at atcgm.org. Get your team together. Metamora Fields, 8 a.m. Our annual fall banquet. We would love to see you all attend. Again, call Pastor 309-673-3716. He won't just sell you one ticket, he'll sell you four tickets, okay? So, atcgm.org. We would love to see all of you there. One last thing. When I came through the program, there was a $1,200 intake fee. At one point in time, my dad told me that it wasn't a wise investment. Today, he'll tell you, it was the best investment that he ever made. Adult Teen Challenge helped change my life. We brought in 100 individuals last year. 83 of them were sponsored from individuals like you. $1,500 to change a man's life. That's all it is. $1,500. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for everything. And Pastor, come on.
Well, we are going to take a second offering for the guys here at Teen Challenge. And the ushers can go ahead and come forward, but as I continue speaking here, what I love about Teen Challenge when they come every year is afterwards, when I'm listening to these songs I heard this morning on the radio, I look at the songs in a different light. And you can go ahead and go, guys. And I just, knowing what they sang and knowing their testimony and putting them together, seeing the faces, when I hear these songs on the radio, I see their faces again. And I said, wow. God has done an incredible thing with these guys, and he's going to continue to do these things. We see some graduates out there, and God just is going to bless these guys, and I'm praying for these guys that God will continue to minister to them, and that their testimonies, not just are spoken to us this morning and sang to us this morning, but that we might hear these songs on the radio or whatnot, and that we might remember them and pray for them, and that they might continue to minister and bring God glory. And so that's what I pray for you guys this morning. Thank you guys so much for coming.